Recyclical, making lithium ion last forever. Recyclical's patented recycling process achieves up to 100% recovery of battery metals from lithium ion batteries for electric vehicles, including cobalt, lithium, nickel, manganese, and aluminum. Recyclical Battery Materials Incorporated trades on the TSX Venture AMY, on the OTCQB AMYZF, and Frankfurt ID4. For more information, visit recyclico.com or phone us at 778-574-4444. Recyclico, making lithium ion last forever.
You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at talkdigitalnetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is Joseph Schachter, founder of the Schachter Energy Report online at schachterenergyreport.ca. He's speaking to us from Calgary. Welcome back to the show, Joseph.
My pleasure, Jim. Good to be with you again.
October means the big Schachter Energy Conference. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, we've been doing this for the since 2018, except for the COVID years. And what we do is we, for individual investors, there's very little access to management anymore. AGMs are virtually now. And what we wanted to do was get companies we covered, companies that are interesting to clients, to our subscribers and to other invitees, and people who come to the conference. So we have two parts of it, the energy industry of today, which is my side, and the energy industry of tomorrow, which the TMX invites, clean tech, critical minerals, renewable companies to. We target 45 companies, so there's 9 rooms running in terms of, meetings. And the largest companies are ones like Strathcona and Tourmaline. We have smaller companies like Yangalra, Rubellite, McCoy Global, Pinecliff. All you need to do is go to our website, www.catchtheenergyconference.com. It'll show you all the names of the companies that we've signed up. We signed up 2 more in the last week. We still have 2 or 3 more to fill out. But as we're getting close to having a full program. And the thing is, we started out in the Bella Hall, which is right next to the Roderick Ma Hall, and we have 640 seats there, and the opening is by the Brian Jean, our energy minister. Last year, we had the premier open it up, and then we go over to the Roderick Ma Hall, and we have sessions, 35-minute sessions, 25 minutes for the companies to tell their stories. And then there's moderators in the room for 10 minutes of Q&A. And then there's breakouts for booth time so people can go up and meet the CEOs of the companies they're interested in or own or find, that's something that might be of interest to me. And I think it's really been, something very successful, because it gets FaceTime by investors to the companies they own if from the list that do show up. And if they own any of those companies, it's a great opportunity. Come to Calgary and be there at the event. It's a full day on Saturday, October 19th. So first thing in the morning, breakfast, then the opening by the energy minister. Then I give my macro speech. Then we move over to the other side of the building, and that's where we have the breakout sessions. And the end of the day, because LNG is coming to Western Canada finally after, 20 years of talking about it. We're going to have LNG by the end of the year. We're starting with it. We'll have an LNG panel at the end of the day with Chris Carlson, the CEO of Birchcliff. We're going to have Charlotte Raggett, the CEO of Rockies LNG, one of the LNG companies. And we're going to have Brian Jean, the energy minister, on that panel. And it'll be hosted by Jody Anhorn, who's the CEO of GLJ, one of the big engineering firms for the energy patch, hosting discussion. So we're very excited about it, and we're getting great response. Anybody who becomes a subscriber gets 2 complimentary tickets. So for that, you go to www.schachterenergyreport.ca. And you can sign up and become a subscriber and get 2 complimentary tickets. And then the other choice is you can buy tickets on the website just for the event. And so those people can just go to, as I mentioned earlier, www.catchtheenergyconference.com. So it's very exciting, and it's been something that's worked really well. The TMX is our major sponsor, and we have support from a lot of other MNP, IR Labs, Iridium, Fasken, GLJ. So we're very fortunate that we have very, very good support from both the companies and the sponsors to make the this conference viable to the attendees.
Is all of this happening October 19th?
Saturday, October 19th from, I think it starts, let me just get the program in front of me. It starts at 7:30 in the morning for registration. Then you can go have breakfast. And then 8:30, we start the program with Brian Jean. And then I go and do my presentation, and then we go to the booth visits, and then the presentations by companies. So, you can make, companies, given that there's five presentation slots during the day, what we tell people is, I kind of poll them, and how many companies do you own? And a lot of people just say they own two or three companies that are in attendance. Some say more. So we said, well, if you want to hear the companies you own, that's great, and you still have two slots to listen to companies you don't own. And all of the presentations will be available afterwards on our website, so that if you're interested in the company afterwards, you can always go to the website and see that other presentation and then start following that company. And, of course, we cover 38 of the companies, and a lot of them are attending. So being a subscriber, we get you'll get quarterly updates on their quarterly results. The last issue of the SCR, which you got, we covered 23 companies. It was a monster. The one that's coming out next Thursday will be 8 companies, and that'll finish the run of the Q2 24 results. And then, we'll be starting the next run in November. After the Q3 ends. So, we also do webinars every quarter, and we had one on the 29th of August. So we had a very good response there and a good attendance. So we try to do a lot of touchy-feely things to inform to put on a presentation what we're thinking on the market, talk about the companies, give them new ideas, and we have two Q&A sessions there. So they can ask macro questions, and then they can ask questions specific on companies. So it really is a nice, full product, and we have a great team that puts it together. So I'm very fortunate to have a great team to make the product as good as it's become.
Speaking of LNG, the rest of the world would love to have access to Canada's almost limitless supplies of natural gas, but Quebec's in the way. They don't want pipelines. Do you think if Pierre Poilievre becomes prime minister, they'll push natural gas pipelines to the East Coast so we can export to Europe?
The problem is provincial rights. If you remember, the Constitutional Court ruled that that resources were under the province's control. So, if you remember when the Fed bought the TMX, all the complaints from Burnaby and the fights and all the court cases and the First Nations issues, even with the federal government on it, it's not an easy process. So to get public sector or private sector, pipelines to and the LNG plants on the East Coast, I'm not sure how easy that's going to be. I think it's still a West Coast situation. And remember, the biggest demand, over 80% of the demand that's forecast between now and 2040 is going to come from Asia, not from Europe. Europe, it's to offset, Russian natural gas into Europe. Norway, though, has grown its production materially, and they're providing it there. U.S. is a big provider, and Russia still provides, there's business and then there's war, and politics and there's business. It's, crazy, but Russia is still providing a reasonable amount of natural gas. Hungary's a buyer. Other countries in Europe are buyers from them. So even though the NATO and the EU have tried to cut off Russia, somehow, it hasn't really happened to the degree that they wanted. And Russia economy is growing 4 or 5%. They're bringing in lots of revenue. They're having one of the strongest economies. Germany is on the verge of recession. It's got a shortage of electrical power. They've closed down all their coal fired. They've closed their nukes. And now they're out of, then all of a sudden they're reversing the coal standard. And they're importing a lot of LNG. And their power plants are there. And then, of course, the competition, China's able to send, cars right into Germany and most of Europe now. And they're taking big market share away from the traditional, manufacturers in Europe. And Germany has always been a colossus in the auto manufacturing, be it Volkswagen, be it Mercedes-Benz or any of the other companies. And it's impacting them severely.
When it comes to crude, what's the story there right now? OPEC now changing their goals and so on. Is that going to have a major impact on prices?
Well, there's, with the price of crude breaking 70, WTI, 69.20, I think is where we are right now. They're worried that with the, we're in the shoulder season, and that's what I was arguing in when we were talking before, and in my Eye on Energy, which is our free weekly piece that people can go to our website and find and subscribe to, and that's a complimentary piece, and that's our macro review of the industry. Anything company specific is in the paid product, but the shoulder season. For example, let's say for the whole year we're going to have 102 million barrels a day of consumption globally. In the winter, you're going to have that around 104. But during the summer, you might have it around 103, 104. But during the shoulder season of September, October into November, or April, May, June, you're going to have lower numbers like 98. So we're into the shoulder season here, which means there's going to be too much oil around. And that's why, the war premium was helping. And we got up to, $88 in mid-April when there was concern about Iran getting involved. And then we had a decline to 72, then a rally to 84, and now we're 69. I think we're going down to the 66 to 69 level, so we're very close to my target. And that will be one of my triggers for a buy recommendation. The others are, the stock prices and where they are on the TSX Energy Index. And, we had a big down day again yesterday, one down today. So it's getting close. And then the one that I use a lot, and you and I've talked about it before, is the S&P Energy Bullish Percentage Index. And it's coming down, and hopefully we'll be giving a buy signal soon. So if we can get one or two of these signals kicking in, we will be recommending additional names and adding them to the recommended buy list. My guess is the next week or two, it could be 5, 6, or 7 new names, and then we'll reiterate others that are tremendous bargains. The key thing is the word now is bargains. The area that's really cheap are the E&P sector and the service sector. The pipelines and the infrastructure stocks, because of the yields, and interest rates going down, those stocks are trading at near my targets. So there's no bargains there. But there are some bargains in the royalty side, a lot of bargains in the service sector, and tremendous bargains both in the oil and natural gas and the E&P side, both domestic and international. We have quite a few of them on the buy list right now, and we're going to be adding more during the next few weeks.
We'll have more with Joseph Schachter right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Joseph Schachter. Joseph, how healthy is the Alberta oil patch?
Well, the natural gas side is hurting. So if you're a dry gas company, you're not really making any money. In fact, if you haven't hedged, you're probably losing money. But the liquids portion is carrying the day. So if you have 30 to 40% liquids, condensate or oil, in the Montney window or whatever, that's giving you 70-80% of your revenues. So even though natural gas is not doing well, unless you have really good hedges, you're doing, you're going to survive and, you know, keep the debt under control, pay some dividends. If you want to have your NCIBs, normal course issuer bids, to buy back stock. And my view is that, once we get into the end of the year and the first LNG tankers are being full, and more importantly, starting in October, November, we're going to see the pipeline coastal gas being full, bringing natural gas, which historically was going east and south, it'll be going west, which will move 2.1 BCF a day that's staying in western Canada. It'll move that into the west, and that will alleviate the problem of low prices here. And then as regular shipments occur in 2025, I think we're going to see, you know, instead of under a dollar gas for AECO, we're going to probably see $3 to $4 gas. And that's the view, you look at what the LNG operators are getting, from the Gulf Coast of the United States. They're getting between $11 and $13 an MCF U.S. Because of the prices that they're getting selling natural gas to Europe. And to Asia, be it Japan, South Korea, China, Thailand, Vietnam, they're all importing. The people don't seem to realize the wealth creation that happens in a commodity cycle, energy super cycle. We only had two in my career, 74 to 81. We went from under $3 oil to $36 oil. It was the days of Dome Petroleum. We found Hibernia, we found the Beaufort Sea, and Alaska had the big discoveries. And then we went into it, you go from undercapacity to overcapacity. Paul Volcker shut the world down with rising interest rates. You remember dollar mortgages in Alberta, 14% long rates, 21% short rates. And then we went through a dead period almost where the sector was not attractive and it was a trading market until 1999. And then from 99 to 2008, China became the big factor because, they were producing 4 million barrels, selling 500,000 to others. And then Deng Xiaoping came in and they said, let's have a capitalism under communist political system. And he let the country get moving. And then all of a sudden you got to 12, 13 million barrels. And the price of oil went from $10 to $147 in the summer of 2008. And that was an unbelievable cycle where stocks went up 10, 15 times. The one in 74 to 81, the TXOGP, which was the index at the time, went up 15 times and the price of oil went up over 12. Just to give you some examples of what happened from 2020 to 2020, a company like Tourmaline was trading at, $37. It went down to $5, $4.91, and then just in the next 2 years, it went to $72. We have a $150 target. The stock's trading at $60 today, so there's lots of upside in the next during the bull market. Paramount Resources was a $22 stock in 2017, went down to 60 cents. That's how bad things got in 2020, and it's a $26 stock now. We think it could be $65 in the cycle. Birchcliff went from, $4 down to 48 cents, rallied to over 10, it's backed off a lot. So we think there's lots of upside there, trading under $6 right now. And then Crew, which was a name, that we talked about a lot on the show with you, was down to 14 cents and it's now $7 and it's going under $7 and it's going to be merged, taken over by Tourmaline. And so we still think we're saying to everybody, take the Tourmaline stock because there's lots of upside ahead. And I'll just give one more example. Trican, which is the biggest fracker in Canada, during the debacle of 2020, it went down to 39 cents it rallied to over $5. So there was a lot of money made just in a few years, and I think the pause is almost over. And when we get this bottom in oil, some of these stocks might be, 10 cents, 15%, 10%, 15% lower than they are now, but they will be tremendous bargains, and the upside could be triples, five baggers or more into the end of the decade. So investors should be, doing their homework, looking at the companies, look at our research, go see the presentations on the website, and come to the conference and meet them and have FaceTime with the companies. There's going to be a lot of upside in the next number of years. And it's not just energy. We've already seen gold go nuts. We saw copper go take off, but then with China weakening, price of copper came off. But there's a shortage of copper around the world, shortage of nickel. And if we want to see an EV world, there'll be more lithium needed, more rare earths needed. And we could see a fabulous commodity cycle into the end of the decade. And what we've seen out of coffee and cocoa and gold is just the beginning. There's way more to go. And I would say, if I was to use a golf analogy, we're on the fourth or fifth hole, and there's 18 holes to play. So, take advantage of the bargains when they back off. Historically, when you have these super cycles, the upside can be, as I said, 10, 15, 20 times in them. But there's going to be corrections along the way. And where my job is to tell you when we have those low-risk entry points after we've had those corrections. And I believe we're getting close to another one. And that's really the big thing for us and why we're getting emphatic that, people should be doing their homework getting access to research like ours or others and have FaceTime with managements, which is the advantage of our conference.
Yeah, and just to give a picture of the impact of LNG on your economy, right now a one-off price, typical cargo of 70,000 tons of LNG now costs between $205 to $281 million U.S. dollars. Just 5 years ago, it was $10 million.
Yeah, it's just the...
One ship, $281 million.
Yeah, so the owners of the cargo are pretty happy, and of course the buyers are wanting these large, these monster ships to bring that in so that they can put it into their storage and be ready for when winter is there. And really the key thing is during the spring and summer is when they load up build up storage for the next winter. We're building inventory right now. As you look at the weekly EIA data, U.S. storage is building on a weekly basis. But once we get to November 1st, after that, you start seeing the draws. And you can have draws on a weekly basis when it's very cold of 250 to 300 BCF a week. So even if you get to, 2.8, 2.9 TCF, at the end of the storage season, that can come down very, very quickly in a cold winter. We haven't had one for a while, but Mother Nature turns around and, if we could see that, and if we do, then we're going to see some pretty substantially higher prices for natural gas that ship via LNG to countries that are in need of creating electricity for heat and to heating homes and for people who have gas burners for cooking their food.
Joseph, before we go, just remind people again, how can they attend your energy conference on October 19th?
Super. Yeah, it's www, and one word, catchtheenergyconference.com. And you can just go to the website. It'll show you how to get tickets. It's also, if you buy a subscription, you'll get two complimentary tickets, and that's where you go to www.schachterenergyreport.ca. And so there's the two different ways for you to get tickets. And in the one case, you get the research as well. And hopefully you'll able to take advantage of that, come to the conference. As I mentioned, we have big companies like, Tourmaline and Strathcona, which are, biggies. But we have Birchcliff, Surge, Valura, Gran Tierra, Topaz on Freehold on the royalty side, a lot of service companies. A lot of international companies, as I mentioned, Gran Tierra, Alvo Petro, Touchstone. So we have a nice mix of companies. So depending upon your risk profile, size of company you want, dividend needs, we try to find companies that fit each of the needs of our client base. And we've been fortunate to be able to do that.
Do you have to wear a cowboy hat or bow tie to get in?
A lot of guys do. Yeah, interesting. No, me, I'm in a suit with a bow tie. But a lot of the ranchers that come in who are, you know, very big and very successful in their own right, of course, have investment portfolios for their retirement. They come in with the cowboy hats and blue jeans and cowboy boots and, you know, bring their big trucks and, you know, we bring a rural audience as well as an urban audience. Our draw, we have people coming in from Vancouver, from Toronto, from Montreal, a big draw, of course, from the Calgary, Red Deer South area, and then we have some, you know, institutions that even come in from Europe. We've heard one from Geneva, one from London's coming in. So it's you know, even though the conference is focused for individual investors, the word has gotten out that we have such a great lineup of companies, and there really is no other format to get access to this many companies. In the old days, you used to have the CAP conference in Calgary or CPAC. None of them do that anymore. So this really is a one-off, and it's a great event. It seems to, you know, every year get better and better because the word of mouth gets out how good it is. And we provide food all day, so people have hot breakfast when they come in, lunch, snacks in the afternoon. There might even be some wine for the LNG portion of the event, just to sit back and have a glass of wine, listen to these smart people. So it's a great event, and we're very pleased that we do it. And hopefully you even can come in. It might be something that you might find a lot of fun.
Well, I was going to say, I grew up in Alberta. Calgary's my hometown. I've never gone to an event there where food wasn't a big part of it. No, don't pay for it. That's just what you do.
Yeah.
Anybody.
Yeah, well, Stampede, you know, you go to Stampede breakfast, Stampede parties. Calgary's a good party town.
It's the best in Canada.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing you and any of the people listening to us today.
Calgary invented the Grey Cup party.
Hey, you know, bring those horses.
Through the hotel lobby. Joseph, thank you.
At the Royal York in Toronto one year.
1948.
Yeah.
Neither one of us was there, by the way.
No.
But we heard about it. Joseph?
I wasn't even a gleam in my dad's eye then.
Yeah. Joseph, thank you so much for chatting with us.
My pleasure, Jim, as always.
My guest has been Joseph Schachter, founder of the Schachter Energy Report, online at schachterenergyreport.ca. He was speaking to us from Calgary. If you have any questions for Joseph or for any of our guests, you can send them to info@howstreet.com, our YouTube channel, Talk Digital Network. Find us on X at How Street. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com, HowStreet.com radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.